question for you about names. Well, I guess you know, do you, the Earl of Chester? Or maybe it will ring a bell if I tell you some other names this person has. They're also called the Baron of Renfrew, the Lord of the Isles, the Earl of Strathern, the Duke of Rothesay. Anyone thought who it is yet? Prince of Wales, it's Prince William. Well done. He has lots of different names, doesn't he? Lots of different titles. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asked his friends. Well, we found a lot of names already, haven't we, that Jesus was given. And some of them were given to Jesus when he was born. For example, the angels told the shepherds, didn't they, when they gave him the message, there's going to be a baby. You'll find him in a manger. He's a saviour, Christ the Lord. And some of those names were actually given to Jesus hundreds and hundreds of years before he was born, like those given through the prophet Isaiah that Louis read to us earlier. This baby's going to be born, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. And they all tell us something about this baby. Just like, I suppose, Prince William's names tell us something about him, that he's a significant person in the Welsh Guards and in Renfrew, whatever Renfrew is. The names of Jesus tell us something about him as well. So maybe if we look at his names, we'll be able to answer better that question, who is Jesus? Who do you say that I am? Well, we're only going to look at one name in the next 5 minutes, and it's one of those names that was given to Jesus many years before he was born. And it's a name that's also recorded by Matthew in his account of the life of Jesus. And he talks about how an angel, one of God's messengers, spoke to Joseph when Joseph had just found out that Mary was going to have a baby. An angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream, Matthew writes. The angel said, Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. All this happens to make clear the full meaning of what the Lord had said through the prophet. That's the prophet Isaiah. The virgin will have a son, and they will name him Emmanuel. Emmanuel. This name means God with us. That was God's message to Joseph through the angel, that the birth of Jesus would make clear this message that was given to the prophet. This baby would born who was going to be called Emmanuel. This name means God with us. Emmanuel, a name given to Jesus hundreds and hundreds of years before he was even born. Who is Jesus? Matthew says he is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. Well, I'm sure if you'd seen Jesus, if any of us had seen Jesus when he was a baby, he'd have looked pretty much like any other baby. And even when he grew up, it took a while before people began to realize who he was, because they could see Jesus was a real person like them who ate and slept and laughed and cried just like they did. But as time went on, they began to see that Jesus did other things as well that they couldn't do, that none of us can do, like healing people who were sick and calming a storm immediately with just one word and walking on water. They even heard him say that to see him was to see God. And once when he'd been healing people and his enemies tried to attack him, and Jesus said, well, what for which of these miracles are you trying to kill me? They said, well, none of those. We're trying to kill you because you are claiming to be God. God with us. And some of his first followers described him as the image of the invisible God, the exact representation of God's being. But why would Jesus, God, come to live in a world like this? Why would he come to live in our world? When Isaiah had this promise of a baby, Emmanuel, that was going to come, things were very messy. They were not good at all. In fact, there were armies near the city of Jerusalem, and people were really frightened. In fact, the Bible says, I love this description, it says, their hearts were shaken like the leaves of a trees in a forest were shaken by the wind. The future looked pretty unsure. They were scared. But God said to the people, be calm. Don't be afraid. Don't lose heart. Things look hopeless, but this baby Emmanuel is a sign that God will bring victory. And Matthew tells us that this baby, this Jesus, is Emmanuel. He is God with us, even in the worst of times, in whatever you and I are facing. No wonder the angels sang that the arrival of this baby was good news of great joy for everybody, because this baby was God showing up in the messiness of our world. This is how God reveals himself. This is what he is like. He is gentle and humble and lowly. The God who made the universe came to be with us, Emmanuel. I came across a photo last week online, and maybe some of you saw it as well. It's a picture that was shared by a man called Munter Izak. I think I've said his name right. And Munter Izak is a church pastor. You can see his dog collar there. And he's a pastor in the town of Bethlehem. That's where he lives today. And I expect you know there are pretty terrible things going on not far from the town of Bethlehem. In his church, he has a nativity scene. Lots of churches have nativity scenes, don't they? Usually baby Jesus in the manger. And this is the nativity scene in his church. Can you see they've got the baby in the rubble? And this is what Munter Izak said about the nativity scene. This is Christmas in Palestine this year. The child under the rubble. Emmanuel, God with us in our pain and our suffering. The child of Bethlehem is our hope. Who is Jesus? Who do you say that I am? This is who he is, Almighty God and Prince of Peace and Lord and Saviour and Emmanuel, God with us. Thank God we are not living in a war zone, are we? But maybe, I don't know, maybe today, even here this afternoon, there are some hearts here that are also shaking like leaves in the trees in a forest in a strong wind, just as there were in Isaiah's day. And if your life is pretty calm and peaceful today, I guess it's the case that you will have days like that. All of us will, won't we? Where do we find hope when life is uncertain? Maybe you feel that God, the creator of the universe, is a million miles away from you today. Perhaps you feel that he doesn't know or care about you. Well, the good news of great joy this Christmas for all of us is this, that the sign of Emmanuel means that God has not stood remote from our lives somewhere far away. He's not remote from our suffering. He's come to be right here with us, coming as light into the darkness. Whatever situation you might be in, however dark things might look, God has come. I am the light of the world, Jesus said. And whoever follows me will have the light of life. And so the child of Bethlehem is our hope. Indeed, he is our only hope that the darkness of life and even the darkness of death are no match for the light of the world. And he's a sign of God's victory over the darkness. And perhaps that's a good time to light our Advent candles. The third week of Advent today. So there we are. What a great reminder that Jesus is the light of the world. It's a dark time of year, isn't it? But I do pray that the lights of Christmas this year will remind each one of us, point each one of us to this wonderful, wonderful cosmic mystery that Jesus came as the light of the world and he offers you and me hope even when life seems hopeless. Peace in our turmoil, forgiveness even for our deepest shame, and joy in our despair. But what about you, he said. Who do you say that I am. Then as now, people had many different ideas about who Jesus was. And it was his friend Simon Peter who replied to that question. He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You've come to save." And what about you? Who do you say that he is?